some more derogatory names for whites. Did you think of any more?
I thought of one word they call themselves as much as we call them. That's full-horn
trash. Okay. Now, does that refer to a certain kind of white person?
The low class.
Okay. Okay. Or would they be... what do you mean by low class?
Well, I don't call anybody really... I don't call them the low class because they're poor. I don't know what you think about them. A lot of honest, decent people that are poor.
Yeah.
But I think they do. They just call anybody somebody that don't have money. That's why I said they use it more than we do.
Uh-huh. That's true. I've heard it used a whole lot in white community. Uh-huh. I mean, that's the word I grew up with. You know, I heard it used all the time. Poor white. Yeah. Okay. What would you call somebody who, either white or black, okay, who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about city ways, you know, when he gets to the town, he's sort of conspicuous, you know. And of himself, he might say, oh, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old... Okay. Anything else?
Country boy.
Okay. What would children maybe call him, you know, to make fun of him? Same thing?
I wouldn't run the child's mind.
Okay. Okay, no doubt. Have you ever heard the term Hoosier?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You know, it's a state. I think it's the Hoosier state.
Okay. But it's not an insulting term for somebody?
I mean, to me it isn't, and maybe for some people it is.
Okay. What would you call a child that has one black parent and one white parent? Racially mixed, you know, marriage. What would you call the child?
Crossbreed.
Okay, anything else?
Half white.
Okay. What if they had one white grandparent?
It'd be a mixed breed.
Okay. If you knew they had a white grandparent, I mean great grandparent, would that make any difference in what you call them?
I don't think so.
Okay. What do you call a Negro who has especially light-colored skin?
Mulatto.
What?
Mulatto.
Okay. Is that good or not? To have real light skin, if you're a Negro. Is it considered pretty or not?
Yeah, the days gone by, it was, but not anymore.
Uh-huh.
When you find out nowadays, color doesn't make anything to do with prettiness.
Uh-huh. When do you think that changed about?
I'd say with the race made 10, 12 years ago.
Uh-huh. I was talking to a guy in Dallas who's a Negro. He's young. He's about 35. He said when he was in high school, he's real light, but not real light. He's a little bit of a shade lighter than you are. And he says, of course, when he was in high school, he was lighter. He said that he thought he was really good looking, you know, because he was so white. But then he got in the service, and it was about during the 60s when things started to change, you know. And he said then the people who were really dark, black, were the ones who were considered more attractive. And he said he had this great trauma over it, you know, because he thought he was so handsome. And all of a sudden he wasn't anymore.
Yeah.
It's funny. Assuming that you were working for a man, how would you address him? How would you talk? What would you call him?
Sir, mister.
Okay. If you're at a party and you look at your watch, check my watch, and you see that it's a little after 11:30 or so at night, you know, and you might say, well, we better be getting on home. It's midnight.
It's near midnight.
Okay. And